Last week, we were learning something, but we didn't cover that much ground. Last week, page Lama Gimel, the last paragraph of page Lama Gimel. Think you still have a few pages? The photostat? You have a couple? Lam Zayin. So you'll be able to, you'll keep up with the whole thing. I don't remember. Save it. Gula and Pnimis HaTorah are inseparable. The fact that we're learning the Sefer right now, which is a Hagdomah to Pnimis HaTorah, all of the Chaban Svarim are introductions to Pnimis HaTorah. The fact that we're learning this, something that our fathers, grandfathers, great-grandfathers never would have ever seen such a Sefer. There's a simon that Geula and Pnimis HaTorah are inseparable. And we learned last week, we know that Rabbi Shimon himself said that B'Safra Dodo, with this book, Yafkun Yisom Galusa Barachme, without this book, Am Yisrael can't get out of Golus. Golus is Chitzonius. Golus is Merchen de Katnus. Pnimis HaTorah is Geula, is Merchen de Gadlus. We can't get out of smallness. We can't get out of this thing that we're stuck in. Without Pnimis HaTorah, together with Nigla, of course. But without Pnimis HaTorah, we can't leave, we can't get out. Nigla, as we learned last week, Nigla speaks to the individual with his issues, in terms of how to live Lemaisa, questions as far as day-to-day halacha, Hilchas Tefillah, Tzitzis, Tefillin, Shabbos, Yontiv, Yerdeya, Issa V'Heter, Evin Ezer, and so on. But Avoida Tzarech Gavoha, Avoida Hashem, where the person is no longer focused purely on himself, but rather on the bigger picture of Am Yisrael, the Shechina HaKadosh, which is called in the Svarim Avoda L'Tzarech Gavoha. That's all the Svarim talk about. Avoda L'Tzarech Gavoha. Where each Jew understands that his individual life is much, much bigger than he thought. That he's a cell, a molecule, a limb, an organ of this one Metzias, this organism that's called Knesset Yisrael. And the avodah that we're talking about is not just how to wade through another dark day in Golus, but how to live with Mashiach, how to live in a state of Geula, as a nation, as a people. Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. On the bottom of page Lama Gimel, Zui Madregas Achaim Shel HaGeula. This is the Madrega of life, of Geula, of redemption. B'Sheves Yisrael Al Admoso B'Shleimus. Now we're going to see in the next few prokim that this takes place, the drama of our return takes place in two basic stages. It unfolds. Our tchia, our revival. We'll see in the coming prokim. The beginning, of course, is the return to Eretz Yisrael. B'sheves Yisrael al admasa b'shleimus. To return to Eretz Yisrael, but not just to live in Eretz Yisrael, or to become popular, to commute for Shalosh Regalim. Maybe if you're from the Five Towns, I don't know if they do that in Tinek. But to live in Eretz Yisrael, b'shleimus, in a state of shleimus. V'hi ha-meduberes b'pnimis HaTorah. This is the subject that Pnimis HaTorah is focused on. Living as a healthy nation that is dovuk to Hashem in our land. That is not the subject of Nigla. It's the subject of Pnimis HaTorah. The side of Avodas HaShechina, because that is the side of Avodas HaShechina. Shechina meaning Knesset Yisrael, Am Yisrael, everything together. V'loy Avodas HaTayim K'shehem B'Piruda. Unlike Golus, Golus is each cell working for itself, just to survive as a Jew in that particular community, in that particular yeshiva, in that chassidus, in that whatever, but in that little world, in the Alma de Piruda, Galus is Alma de Piruda. It's the world of separation, of division. V'ikar ha-gula tluya b'nekuda zu, and the ikar of gula depends on this nekuda. V'haynu shenoshuv lichyos madrega zu. And that's what this sefer is about. This sefer is a manual of how to return to chayim shel gula, life of gula, life of redemption, life of pnimius. U'atzmai inyin masha ha-gula tluya b'sefer ha-zohar, u'begilui sisrei Torah, and it was taught to us by Chazal. By Chazal, that this way of life, living not just for yourself, but living as a piece of Am Yisrael, of the Shechina, a life of Geula, depends on being deeply connected to the Sefer HaZohar and the revelation of the secrets of Torah that began in earnest in the 18th century. Of course, Rabbi Shimon, the Arizal, but then the Giluyim of the Baal Shem Tov and the Gra, the Ramchal, till our times. Page Lama Dalet. V'hinei. Now we're going to talk about the two Shlavei HaGeula, the two stages, the two phases of Geula. These are very big Yesodis in the writings of the Ramchal and other Tzaddikim, which the Chaban explains here in a very clear way, as he does everything. V'hinei Pokad Hashem Es Amoi. Hashem has remembered us. And he's remembered us in such a way that benisim v'neflos atzumim heshivonu la'aretzeinu, that with great miracles he's returned us, he's brought us back to our land. La'acha golus mor v'kosha, after long and bitter golus, a difficult golus. U'boch Hashem eshagor v'achazdo aleinu, shehitzionu mimovis l'chaim. And boch Hashem, we are the survivors of golus, and we've had the privilege to survive where many of our ancestors did not. And we've been able to emerge from the darkness into light. And from the enslavement of the goyim, that we're free, Be'ez Yisrael, in our land. And Be'ez Yisrael, as it was already told to us in advance by Chazal, especially in the Zohar Kodesh, but in many places in Chazal, that Eretz Yisrael would only bring forth her fruit, ba'ayin yofa, in a generous way, when her children would return. And since we have returned, Eretz Yisrael has come back to life. The land has come back to life. We see this, that the land has come back to life. And she's bringing her fruit. That's Keitz Megula. Chazal referred to that as an open sign that Mashiach is near. Eretz Yisrael has come back to life. The land. The physical land has come back to life. For many, many years, as a soul was not productive. The land was dry. The land was empty. It was desolate. Baruch Hashem, the Keitz Megula, there's a revealed clear sign that the end is near, because as a soul is bringing forth her fruit. Ba'ayin Yofa, livanah, to her children. Hashavim Elav, who are turning to her, Mu'avur b'navi Yecheskel, sh'agula nasas b'shlovim madregas. In those prakim that describe the chazayin of the atzomus yevashos that we began the sefer with, the vision of Yecheskel of the dry bones that were apart scattered all over that place of Dura, and how the bones began to fuse one with the other. So there we find that the Navi reveals the side of how Geula is going to take place in different shlavim, in different phases. Hashlav harishon hu kibbutz golius. The first shlav is kibbutz golius. Jews simply coming back to Eretz Yisrael, whether by foot, by boat, by plane, religious, not religious, Sfardim, Ashkenazim, coming back to Eretz Yisrael. Kibbutz Golis. I had an aunt, She's no longer alive. She lived in Chulon on a, I wouldn't call it a street. I don't know what that was. But it was on the border of this big, like, piece of desert. And it was called Rehov Kibbutz Galiot. That was the name of the street. And I don't think there were two families on the street that spoke the same language. It was called Rehov Kibbutz Galiot. That was the name of the street, Rehov Kibbutz Galiot. There were Yemenites, and Moroccans, and Hungarians, and Polish. Everybody's yelling at each other, fighting all the time. But it was good because no one knew what the other one was talking about. They didn't know Hebrew yet well. A little bit, they were starting to learn Hebrew, but... And I was there, I spent a lot of time with my aunt over there. This is back in, talking about in 1967, 1968. And it was Mahamish Rechov Kibbutz Galiot. Now they built up that whole area. There's a thing called Kiat Eshkol, Kiat Herzog, I don't remember. They made a whole beautiful neighborhood. But it was all desert. Right outside, there was this little block. Everybody was from someplace else. And everybody said, how could you daven in that shul? You can't daven in that shul. I remember it's just, that was Rechov Kibbutz Galiot. So the beginning is Jews coming home. Jews coming home. Shusoy kiruv kol ha'evarim shel haguf, shiyu yachdov zeim zeh. Now, returning to the Nevuah of Yechezkel, that means the bones coming back together. We don't yet have life. They're not yet alive. The flesh hasn't yet. Remember, in the Nevuah of Yechezkel, there are stages. The flesh hasn't yet returned to the bones. The bones are coming back together. These tired old bones are coming back together. That's the beginning. That's the side of Kibbutz Galiyos. So kiru of kol ha'evarim shel haguf, sheyu yachdav ze'im zeh. So the arms, the legs, the skull, everything, the bones are joining one with the other. Zeh soid, that's what it says there in the Navi. Vatikruvu atzamos etzem el atzmai. And the atzamos, the bones, drew near one to the other. Etzem el atzmai. The word etzem, bones, is the word atzmai, the self. The atzmus. So the atzamos were drawing back one to the other. Shehu hiskarvus. Me'ein chibur shechuni. That's a term that's found already in the Rishayim. It's used already in the Rambam. Those who have studied a little bit, who have discussed to learn a little bit from the writings of the Ragachover, he uses this quite often. When we're talking about a composition where the parts are not yet working together as one organism, so they are together, but it's a mishmash. In other words, when you put things, the pieces together, but it doesn't yet have a Ruach Chaim, so there's still inyonim between the different parts. So it hasn't yet created. What do you have? What's it called in chemistry? You have that there's a... Sometimes it's a composition where it becomes a new element, and then others, it's... There's still the separate pieces. Huh? I can't hear you. Maybe homogeneous and heterogeneous mixtures. Maybe that's the... I don't remember. But... At this stage, it's not yet. They haven't gotten their act together yet. They're together, but it's not one cheftza. It's not a cheftza. They're together. Everything is back in place, but it's not yet one new metzias. That's called shechuni, like a lashon of shechinas, like neighbors. We're together, like the people on the block by my aunt, but. They didn't really work together. It's Shaychus. They were Shechinim. Sometimes you have the biggest problems with your Shechinim. There's a whole section of Shulchan Aruch in Rambam. This case, Shechinim. It's a big... People... Shechinim could be very difficult. You live in the same Shechuna, and you're Shechinim, you're next to each other. That doesn't mean that there's a Hashor's Shechina in that place. It doesn't mean yet that the Shechina is there. Fuma Shiroyim Anu. She has kabatz nula hetzayin. So we see that we've come back to our land. I mean, Rachmanis on us, he's talking like Kilo, you know, his entire audience is Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't know he's talking to a bunch of schleppers over here, you know, in Washington Heights. So he says, his kabatz nula hetzayin. I mean, he was talking to an Olam over there. His kabatz nula hetzayin. We've gathered together in our land. The garm anu zeliad zebekir of Malkum. And here we are. We all live next to each other. Shechenim. No goyim on the block. Shechenim. Jews. Everybody's together. Ve'enenu mufaradim ba'ar beruchas ha'shamayim. So Baruch Hashem. So on the same block, we have representatives from Syria, from Morocco, from Galicia, from Hungary, from Germany, from Austria, from Algeria, from America. So we have all Shechenim that we have gathered together. We're no longer spread out in these places. That's the first shlav. So that's the bones just getting together in the Nevuah of Yechezkel. After this shlav, remember these bones are just like put together, like a puzzle. But there's no ruach chai. There's no chiyas. They're not alive. Lachar shlav hazeh bo ruach achiyas. Now comes the ruach achiyas. Shehi haneshama hazeremes b'chol ha'evarim. The neshama begins to flow through all of the evarim. Umechabartam lios echad mamish. And only through that unseeable, that mysterious neshama, all of the evarim are now fused together into one new chefze, into a new metzias, into a new organism. Not just a collection of Evarim, like Rehov Kibbutz Galiot. Not just a collection of Jews. A collection of Jews who don't understand each other, who can't laugh at the same jokes, who have Bechlal, different culture, the whole way even of davening, of Avodas Hashem, just bunched together in one place. Yishlav zeh bo achibur ha'amiti. In this shlav, with a chiyas, with a neshama, is brought back to the guf and is flowing, is pulsating through the guf. Now already, b'shlav zeh ba'achibur amiti levatel havayis ha'evarim ha'nefradim, to mevatel that first stage of what? Evarim nefradim, of separated, of evarim that were in an almost clumsy way that were just together but really were not together. Now there can be an existence, there can be a new existence, different, a new existence in a way of shleimus. Haguf hasholem hachai chaye am v'chai shechina. The nation together as one guf that is able to live chaye am as a nation, not just a hodgepodge of Jews, but a nation v'chai shechina and a life of not just Shechinim, but Shechinim. Shnei Ashlov Ma'alol Beruim Ufroshu B'Psuki Chazon Etzom Seifeshes V'Kodi Banovi. It's clear in the Nevuah of Yecheskel. V'Nibesi Kasha Tzuvesi. Yecheskel says, and I said Nevuah as I was commanded. V'Hi Kol Kihinovi. And there was a great noise as I was saying the Nevuah. V'Ni Rash. Tremendous Rash. No, tremendous noise. V'Tikru V'Atzom Es Etzem Al Atzmoy. There was a tremendous noise of the bones of each body that was spread out all over. This guy, his arm was over here and his leg was over there. And all of these bones, boom, 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 knock, knock, knock. Everything was coming together. And Yechezkel says it was a big rash. It was a tremendous noise. Etzem ala atzmai. Betikru v'atzomus etzem ala atzmai. Etzem ala atzmai. Each etzem to atzmai, to who he is. Very ECV, Hine Aleim Gidim Abbas, and the Navi says, I looked and I saw that on the bones there was now growing sinews and veins and arteries and flesh. Ubasa Olava Yukam Aleim Or and skin was growing on top, Milamala, but at the beginning, Ruach Ein Behem. Still Ruach Ein Behem. At this stage, Ruach Ein Behem. Zeh Hashlav HaRishon. But it's still before the ruach. The bones come back together and the flesh is growing. Therefore, we see in Eretz Yisrael, since we began gathering back together, which really coincided with the time of the Giluyim that began with the Giluyim of the Baal Shem Tov and the Gra and the Ramchal. That's when there began a return to Eretz Yisrael, both Mitzad, the Talmidei HaGra, and Mitzad, the Talmidei Baal Shem. At the same time, you know, that the Archaim HaKadosh, had already come before to Eretz Yisrael. The Chaim HaKadosh was in Eretz Yisrael, and the Baal Shem wasn't able, he tried. The Gra wasn't able to, he tried. But the Talmid of Baal Shem, the Talmid HaGra, were returning to Eretz Yisrael, to the Yishuv that was at that time composed largely of Sfarad HaShayidin, the Talmidim from that world of the Chaim HaKadosh. And the flesh, the organs, were beginning to take shape and form, but still V'ruach Ein Behem. V'ruach Ein Behem. Zeu HaShlav HaRishon. And this would continue, of course, through the years, into the 20th century, and the aliyahs that took place in the 20th century, then, of course, 1948, and since that time. All of this is Shlav HaRishon. Kirv Atzomis Echli Adeshein, where the Atzomis are joining, getting closer one to the other. And also flesh, and all the veins and the arteries are growing. Now the return of the flesh, of the veins, the arteries, the flesh, is a sign of tchilas achias. That something is alive over here. It's beginning. Chias is beginning. It's no longer dry bones. Something is happening. Page Lamed Hay. Ke'ein chayim pratim l'chol eiver. Life is returning on some level to each of the evarim, to each of the limbs. The bosa, the gidim, is growing on the limbs. Ki nivdal hu me'etzem hames. It's no longer dead. It's no longer just a dried out dead skeleton or bones. She'ein bo bosa, that doesn't have any flesh. Now already it's kichai. I mean, it's not. There's no ruach yet, but there's a sign of life that there's flesh now, beginning to grow. Ukichai hu sheyesh basar love. There's already basar flesh. Achadayin calls those bli ruach chayim. But at this stage, it's still without ruach chayim. And therefore, without Ruach Haim, so what's the Ruach Haim? Hayetzeres says, Tifkud ha'guf b'shleimus evar v'kemos achas. It's only with the Ruach Haim that all of these separate limbs, all of these pieces become parts of one mitzias, of one chefza, of one organism that functions as a whole, as one mohus. With each part of that new singular mohus having its job, having its responsibility in serving the entirety of that new mahus, which is the Adam of Tchia. La'achem ikein. So this is still Shlav Aleph. La'achem ikein. Bo nevuah nosefes. Now there's a second nevuah that Yechezkel receives. And this first one made a lot of noise, big rash. Then there was a second one. Lachem ikein bo nevuah nosefes. Dov hamayir al kach shezeu shlav sheni begula, the second stage of gula of redemption. Ha'oimed bifnei atzma, that's a separate, it's on its own. Ubo bo haruach, and now the ruach begins to return. V'kaydibah ha'novi, and the novi says, V'yoyim ha'elai, Hashem said to me, Hinove el haruach. Speak, say nevuah to the ruach. Hinove ben Adam. Hashem calls Yechezkel by this name that the other Nevi'im are not referred to. Ben Adam. Because of this. Hinove ben Adam. Because through him, there would be this nevuah of ben Adam. Hinove ben Adam. V'amart el haruach. Speak to the ruach. And say, Ko amar Hashem l'kim. This is what Hashem l'kim says. May arba ruchos, from all four ruchos, boi haruach, come, speak to the ruach and tell the ruach to return. Boi haruach, ufchi baharugim ha'ela, and ufchi means blow into, meaning enter into, inflate. Like the word v'nofach, v'yipach, ba'apav, to breathe into. Bo eruch ubchi, and breathe into baharugam ha'ela, these corpses, because they're still dead. They're just having, they're growing flesh and stuff, but they're still dead. V'yichyu, and bring them to life. So the Yechezkel says, V'hina beisi kashet zivani. I did that. I said that, as Hashem commanded. V'tovo behem haruach. And the Navi says, I saw that the ruach of life returned. V'yichyu, and they came to life. V'yamdu araglayim, and they stood on their feet. Chayil godol ma'oid ma'oid. Tremendous, tremendous amount of people. Chayil godol ma'oid ma'oid. Ad kan ha'moshel. Obviously, what Hashem is showing the Navi is a moshel. The Navi was shown the two shlovim of Geula, the two stages of redemption. Mikan mevor HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Navi Yisanimshel. But here we have the privilege of the Baruch Shalom himself telling us the pshat, telling us the nimshel. La'am Yisrael hashav mehagolus. The nimshel is Am Yisrael returning from Golus. She bechinas mavis. Golus is death, as we learned at the beginning of the Sefer from the Grah. Golus is mavis, mamish. El ha'geula to redemption. Shehi his oirus l'chai mechudashim, which is the awakening to chayim mechudashim, new life. Chayim mechudashim. V'kai dibra ha'navi, and the Navi says, V'yoymer elai ben Adam, Hashem said to me, Ben Adam, ha'atzomas ha'ela kol beis Yisrael heima. Ha'atzomas ha'ela kol beis Yisrael heima. Is all Beis Yisrael. These bones represent, symbolize all Beis Yisrael. Hine oimrim yovshu atzmei seino. And what are Jews saying? They're saying in Golus, yovshu atzmei seino. Our bones have dried out. We've lost any connection to the atzmius of who we really are. Yovshu atzmei seino. Va'ovda sikfra seino negzarnu lanu. We have therefore lost all hope. We are finished. We are doomed. This is the look that you see on the faces when you go and you look at and you meet Jews all over the world. This is the look that you see on the kids in yeshiva also. Look on their faces. You can walk on the street downstairs and you see it in some of their eyes. Yob shu atzma seinu, ov da sikva seinu, nigzarnu lanu. Nigzarnu lanu. It's finished. Golas did a number on us. We're done. We're dead. Lachain hi novei v'amarta aleihem. Therefore, Hashem tells the Navi, speak to the dry bones. Kayamar Hashem alakim to Beis Yisrael. Go speak to the Jews now. And tell them, Kayamar Hashem alakim, hini ani pasech es kifrei seichem. I'm going to open your graves. I'm going to raise you up from your graves, my people. Ami, as a people. Ami. Not just Chaim, Yankel, Baruch, Shmuel, Rivka, Sarol, Archol, and Laya. Ami, my people. Ve'hevesi eschem al admis Yisrael. I'm bringing you to Eretz Yisrael. V'yedatem kani Hashem. And you will know that I am Hashem. Pischi es kivrei seichem, when I open your graves. Uva ha'aloisi eschem mikivrei seichem ami, and when I raise you from your graves, ami, my people. Wouldn't it have been wonderful if somebody taught us this when we were kids? I don't know if you were, maybe you were, I wasn't. It would have been really nice. We would have acted it out in class, like all the everybody coming back together, all the dry bones. Could have made a movie. All of this is the first shlav. Shu psichas hakvarus, which is the opening of the graves. Valia elad mis Yisrael, returning to Eretz Yisrael, getting out of the grave of Golus and going back to Eretz Yisrael, but still dry bones. dry. We're getting out of the grave of Golos. And Jews coming out of their graves of Golos and coming to Eretz Yisrael and meeting each other in Eretz Yisrael and getting together, that's the first shlav of the Atzamas getting back together. Kshadayin ein ruach chaim klolos. There's no one ruach chaim. La'aged ha'yevarim yachdav, to draw the yevarim, to bring them together mamish, into one new mitzias, into a ben odom, into atem krim odom, into Yisrael. La'achem ikein bo ha'shlav ha'sheini kaimro, then is the second shlav. Hashem tells the Navi to tell Beis Yisrael, "V'nasati ruchi b'chem." Not only am I going to bring you back to Eretz Yisrael from your graves, but "V'nasati ruchi b'chem," I'm going to breathe into you my ruach. "V'chiyisem," and you will come back to life. "V'hinachti eschem alad maschem," and I will bring you back to your land. V'yedatem kani Hashem, and you will know that I am Hashem. Dibarti, I spoke, v'asisi, and I did this. Nu'um Hashem. Pesh Lamed Vav. Rak la'achar ha'aliyah la'aretz. So we see from the nevuah of Yechezkel that it's only after we come back to Eretz Yisrael. Only after a mass return to Eretz Yisrael, doesn't mean every single one of us, will the ruach then be given? Then the ruach will be returned. And only then will we ultimately be able to be in a state of menucha in our land. Then we will understand the secret of our geula. And we will take complete hold of our land. Not going to have strangers, foreigners in our land. We'll take complete hold of our land. On the dabek biyudenu, and we'll be attached to our destiny. Kfish nedabe behemshech, as we're going to learn behemshech. So you have page Lamed Zayin still? That's there? Yeah. You have Lamed Zayin. V'tovin heitev, page Lamed Zayin. And understand this well. Shesoid bias haruach, he avoidas dareinu ka'es. The secret, the mystery of the return of the ruach, is the avoda of what's happening in our generation. Soid bias haruach, he avoidas dareinu ka'es. That's all that Rav Kook was talking about. That's all that Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap was talking about. Soid bias haruach, he avoides doreinu ka'es. Bias haruach. La'achar hador harishon shel kibbutz golis. After the last generation, meaning the last 100 years or more, as I said, it began really from the time of the Groh and the Baal Shem, where there was a kibbutz golis. The kibbutz golis has been going on for the last couple 100 years. Kibbutz golis of Jews, first it was a tiny little trickle of Jews coming, and then, in greater numbers. So, that was all part of the first shlav. And therefore, that shlav, which is a shlav of the bones that are dry, just getting back together, that's kibbutz goliyos. Ki ador harishon osak b'chitzonius hagula. Therefore, the earlier, last generation was focused primarily in the chitzonius of the gula. With the exception, of course, of the tzaddikim, or Isaac and the Pnimis of Gula. But what was going on this past time in Eretz Yisrael was Chitzonius HaGula, which is what? She kibbutz e'evarim, just getting the Jews back to Eretz Yisrael, the kiruv mazel hazeh, and trying to have Jews get along with each other. Trying to bring them back together, to build an economy, to build an army, to have stores and banks and schools, parks, and so on, just kiruvam zelaze. Kiruvam zelaze. But this is all shlav, last generation was all part of shlav aleph, that process of kibbutz golis. And during that time, the flesh began to grow. The veins, the sinews, and so on, the gidim, they began slowly to form. Shubinyan Eretz Yisrael, therefore we see that throughout these past 200, 250 years, was Binyan Eretz Yisrael. The land was back in the hands of Jews slowly but surely, building the land, working the land, the Sidra Chaim Gufaniyim Ba, and trying to physically figure things out, just to physically be able to have what to eat, to clear out the swamps, to breathe, to eat, to live. Which in the prophecy of Yechezkel is the flesh beginning to grow back on the bones, but it's all still physical. However, in this first shlav, the evarm are still in a state of pirud, of separation and division. It's not one organism. Therefore, the nation is divided between many tziburs, many communities, many communities. Different tziburim, everything, everybody different with a different minhagim, different cultures, different language. V'machloikos gavrais, tremendous machloikos, because they weren't used to being together. They weren't used to being together, and all of a sudden they're thrown together. Now I lived in Eretz Yisrael in those years. I mean, not 1948, 1949, I don't go back that far, but 1967, 68, I mean, we moved there, I lived there. I had this conversation, I went to school in Petah Tikva. There were two Americans. The other American in America I would never talk to in a million years, but he heard of the Yankees, so I had no choice, and he spoke English, so we were friends. But the second I was out of there, I had nothing to do with him again. This is a strange guy. I mean, I'm sure he thought the same thing about me. So, next to the yeshiva in Petah Tikva, there was a makola. And I used to go to the makola every day to buy a wafla. You know what that is? A little chocolate wafer. I used to buy by the grams in those days. They used to put on a scale. It wasn't in a... used to put on a little scale. The owner was a little Moroccan guy with a little cap. And so it was the first or second day that I was in school. To begin with, I was very, very nervous and very depressed. I don't know why we had to leave Queens. I was happy. I wasn't sure what I was doing here. And this little Moroccan, he asked me who I am. And I speak to him. My Hebrew was not great, but I speak to him. I said, we came, and I leave, remember. So he starts to give me a whole headache. He starts to argue with me. He says, אז מדוע אתם לא באים לארץ? השם נתן לנו את הארץ. מדוע אתם לא באים? צריכים לבוא לארץ. So he's giving me a whole speech about how the Jews have to come back to Israel. So I just really wanted, I had to get back to the thing I wanted to, just to wave, you know. But he starts to give me, you know, Israel, everybody's a baldvar, you understand? So he asks me, he says, מדוע אתם נמצאים שם, אתם נשארים שם, חוץ לארץ, איך אתם... עם הגויים, אתם צריכים לבוא לכאן, לארץ. זה הארץ שלנו. So he gave me a whole speech, but we have to come back, it's our land. So I tell him, I said, חזרנו, המשפחה שלי, אני עם המשפחה, אנחנו חזרנו. I told him, he came in Aliyah. He looks up in the same breath, he says, מי צריך אתכם? לא צריכים אתכם, אתם באים לכאן. He says, he starts yelling at me, we need you over here. He says, you come here, you Americans, and you get everything, you have זכויות. Olim Chadashim, he says, Ani Oved Kemosus. I don't know what was going on. I thought it was going to make him so happy. He says, I work like a horse. He says, I have eight children. Look what I have here in this makola. Nobody even pays me. I have this little notebook since 1948 of what they owe me money. And this whole speech he gave me. And I said, and there's like, welcome to Eretz Yisrael. Welcome to Eretz Yisrael. First he says to me, Shechem Lava Abaita. I said, Higano Abaita. He says, L'chulam, it's crazy. It's gotten a lot better over the years. But you could still have this conversation. It's already many years later, you could still have this conversation. It was just thrown together. All different Jews from all different places. Thrown together, came together. Etzem al atzmai. Of course, we're brothers and sisters. But we weren't used to it. It was thousands of years we were apart from each other. We didn't understand each other. The first, when we got to the first day, we had to take a taxi. My father said, it was also, it was like a taimony, something, a taxi driver. My father, I said to my father, you want me to talk to him in Hebrew? Because I could speak a little bit. My father said, I know how to talk in Hebrew. So I said, oh, no. So my father goes to this little Yemenite taxi driver. He says, Vayoyma anoichi elecha. Vayoyma anoichi elecha. Hinnini roitzib is a lintzoyel yushalayim. So this guy looks at me, the taimony looks at me, he says, what is that? That's Hebrew? What was that? So my father said to me, he doesn't speak Hebrew, this guy. What's the matter? I'll talk to him in Hebrew. My father's like talking like he's in Bamidbar somewhere. You know? Koyamar Hashem. So it was my father with this guy, this Hungarian, this Taimani, you know. They were Mamish brothers. It was such a strange thing that happened, that the Baruch Shalom brought us in such a way. All of this is the first shlav. It's not one muhus. Everybody's like, and you have more machlokes in Eretz Yisrael than, and why? Because everybody's thrown together and they don't know it. They're not used to this. So everybody's different. So all this machlokes, and like here in America, you know, you were here for, you get used to it. Everybody's like thrown together. Machlokes, fighting and screaming. We also have a thing like in the Knesset, what goes on over there? It's a circus. I'm just a circus. V'ima tova ruach shel tshuva v'tahara klos. The ruach didn't return yet. So still in Alma de Piru, the ruach of tshuva, the ruach that's going to return us to each other in a deep way to understand that it's all neshama achas, gufim mechulokim, neshama achas. One neshama, gufim mechulokim. One neshama, the ruach of tshuva, the ruach of Torah, the ruach of tefillah. Shetiroimim es ha'om l'madregas kodesh al yonis. We didn't come yet back to that place. To return to who we are, we're still in Shlav Aleph. Okay, Mitzvah Shem, if the interval, I think you have to Sukkos already, right? That's the, so we'll Mitzvah Shem, we'll continue on with the second Shem. But then we'll be Zaycheh ready. We'll be Zaycheh for Tchias Amazim at that time.